Nolte, Democrat Party's crime spike disproportionately killing black lives. By John Nolte on December 3, 2021. The sudden rise in violent crime disproportionately hits black and Hispanic Americans, which is a surprise to no one who lives anywhere close to the real world. The statistics gathered in this City Journal piece are staggering, heartbreaking, and predictable. According to CDC data released last month, 2020 bore witness to the largest rate of increase in homicides recorded in modern history, a finding that tracks with FBI data. Murder rose 29% from 2019 to 2020, surpassing the previous record 12.7% spike from 1967 to 1968. Unsurprisingly, the victims of the latest surge in violence were not equally distributed across racial groups. The rise in black homicide victims from 2019 to 2020 was almost twice as big as the rise in white victims, 28% versus 16%. A new Marshall Project analysis on last year's homicide wave in major American cities highlights the striking racial disparity. More than 85% of the increase in murders occurred in black and Hispanic neighborhoods, where homicide rates were already higher than in white neighborhoods. In Chicago, for example, black neighborhoods saw a rise of 27 murders per 100,000 residents, whereas white neighborhoods saw a rise of only 2 per 100,000. The Marshall Project looked at the American cities hit hardest by this violent crime wave. And guess which political party is in charge of every single one of those cities? Yep. Atlanta, Democrat mayor since, not a typo, 1877. Baltimore, Democrat mayor since 1971. Chicago, Democrat mayor since 1931. Washington, D.C., Democrat mayors since 1961. Dallas, Democrat mayors since 2011. One GOP mayor over 26 years. Detroit, Democrat mayors since 1962. Los Angeles, Democrat mayors since 2001. One GOP mayor over 60 years. New York, Republican Mayor Giuliani pulled New York out of its shithole, and in 8 short years, Democrat Bill de Blasio ruined it. Philadelphia, Democrat mayor since 1952. Democrat-run Philadelphia has already surpassed its all-time murder record of 500, and there's still a month left to go. In Democrat-run Chicago, murders were up 55% last year and are already 5% over that this year. The Windy City is on track to have its highest murder number in 25 years. Trust me, this is a choice being made by Democrats not to fight crime. In America, we know how to fight crime. We know because we have already done it before. A soaring violent crime rate plummeted in the 1990s, thanks to effective policing and the effective prosecution of criminals. Democrats deliberately reversed those gains for their own demonic reasons, primarily through their refusal to prosecute crimes. Once you stop prosecuting minor offenses, like shoplifting, you create a culture of lawlessness where criminals think they can do and get away with anything, which is basically true in Democrat-run cities. Picture the difference between a cowboy riding into a quiet and sedate town and a cowboy riding into a town where drunks are on the street grabbing women and shooting guns in the air. And, of course, black Americans are taking the brunt of it. Of course, they are. Crime always hits the poor harder than everyone else, and black Americans disproportionately live in these poorer neighborhoods. And it's not just the violent crime they have to deal with, it's a decrease in the overall quality of life. Unless you've lived through it, and I have, you can't imagine how stressful it is to live in a high crime area. It affects your whole life, most especially your peace of mind. But Democrats don't care about that, and they sure don't care about black people. To Democrats, these lunatic policies are a way to keep the most extreme parts of their base revved up and ready to vote. To Democrats, black people are the broken eggs in their utopian omelet. The violent crime problem in these Democrat-run cities could be solved in a year, but Democrats won't solve it because they don't want to solve it. Democrats are desperate to hold every American accountable for things dead people 150 and 250 years ago did, but refuse to hold murderers and rapists accountable for the things they did last week. Keep voting for Democrats, morons. This violent crime spike is not an American problem. It is a Democrat-run city problem. Out here where I live, in rural Magaland, we don't have any of these problems. We all own guns, but we don't have any of these problems. How about that? Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.